copy right, copy left. At the Scotiabank Dance Center, 677 Davie Street, brought to you by Vancouver New Music and CITR 101.9 FM.
Brittany! Hit me, baby, one more time. Xtina! What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy, sets you free. Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
The Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Hello, this is Robin, and today, I think we're going to start the rib 5 minutes early. You're going to get 5 whole minutes more of some awesome, weird, crazy stuff, a.k.a. sound, because that's just how the station is running today, and that's just what's going to happen. Now, today, my feature is going to be Standing Wave, which is Vancouver Chamber Ensemble, 5 people. And they're actually UBC's official ensemble in residence. Yep, yes they are. They actually had a concert at the Cult 2 weeks ago. No, yeah, about a week ago. Maybe 2 weeks ago. It was Thanksgiving Sunday. I have no sense of time. And by the way, the Cult is reopened and it's great. It's pretty much the same. I'm sure they've improved a lot of stuff. The building looks great. The theater is the same, like, size, but it's great. We went to square dancing night that they had on Friday, which was a lot of fun. Anyway, back to Standing Wave. The only album that we have in the station is from their 1991 recording. It's actually their very first album. Sorry, it's so old, but it's still really good. And actually, this is a good segue. Our funding drive, which is coming up in November, is a great opportunity for you, our very awesome listeners, to donate money to the station so we can update our CD library and get all of those awesome Standing Wave CDs that we still do not have for some reason. So, hint, hint, nudge, nudge. I'll start with something from that. I'm going to play 2 tracks, so I'm going to tell you about what I'm going to play after that as well. I'm going to play something from the band Lissom, sort of an ambient drone-ish band from Oakland, and the artist is interested here in micro details, so we got to do some attentive listening. Her name is Tanya Sprague. And this is out on Dragon's Eye Recordings. I have a couple albums that I'm going to be playing today out on Dragon's Eye. And the track I'm going to be playing is the 2nd track from that album. And it's, well, which is self-titled. And it's called Forage. Actually, is it self-titled? See, now that I have 4 extra more minutes, which I've already used up making just... Yeah, it's not self-titled. The album is called Nest of Iterations. So, that's where your 4 minutes went. Anyway, here's the 1st track I'm going to play today. And this is the 1st track from Standing Wave's 1st CD. So, self-titled. It's called Farandole 2, written by Jacqueline Legat in 1988.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
All right, welcome back to The Rib. Now, up next, I'll be playing another track from the Standing Wave album, which is my feature today, and it's by Bradshaw Pack, and it's called The Earth For You, A Standing Place. Lots of percussion in this one. And following that, I'll be playing a track by the artist called Sublamp, and his name's Ryan Connor. This is also the other album on Dragon's Eye Recordings. And he's... Oh, I forgot to turn off my cell phone. He's from LA, and he plays guitar, does a lot with video, field recordings, and manipulating of sound in general. I'm going to be playing the fifth track from this album. And, by the way, the album's called Breath Letters, and it's called Spitting Color, this track I'm going to play. Now, but first, here is Standing Wave.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. All thanks, dancing. Guess you better find your
way back home. All right, folks, welcome back to The Rib. Right now, I actually have John Kostelic come in to talk to you about the Copyright Copyleft Festival. Your turn, John.
Oh, wow. Is this mic on?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. My name's John. I'm a composition student at UBC. I'm here to tell you that this week, from Monday to Saturday, you should book your evenings off so you can make it out to the Vancouver New Music Society's annual music festival. And this year, the theme is copyright copylefts. They're going to be dealing with all kinds of issues surrounding music appropriation, sampled music technology, and it should be a great time. Shows start at 8 o'clock every night, I think. Double check. There's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there's 3 one-hour sets, and Saturday's a little bit different. I think there's just two sets. But Saturday afternoon, there's a panel discussion, I think 2 o'clock, but as we're checking out, 2:30. And it should be great.
Where are they?
They're at the Scotiabank Dance Studio, which is on Davie Street near Granville.
How much are they?
Tickets for students are $15 a night, and I think $20 for non-students. But a festival pass is $40 for students and $60 for non-students. And I was in a grocery store the other day, and I saw a price tag that said extreme value, and I think that would apply to these festival tickets,
extreme value.
So there you are.
Thanks, John. All right. For the rest of the next little portion of my show, I'll be playing again another track from Standing Waves' self-titled album, which was put out in 1991. And this track is called, well, it's actually the title track. It's Standing Wave. After that, I'll be playing something by HCB from the album Soundtrack for a Missing Movie. They're from Catania in France, and they're on Hidden Shoal Recordings. I like this album. It has a lot of really motorish kind of music on it, pretty intense. Some parts of it are improvised, some are composed, and there are 5 members in this group. And they started playing together about 10 years ago. And I'll be playing the 4th track from this new album of theirs called Hot Afternoon in the Bull's Square. It really reminded me of like a hot day in Spain or something. I don't know. That's just me. But first here is Standing Wave. It's a bit of a long track, so stick around. There's lots of cool stuff to come.
Thank you.
So that was HCB, and that was probably one of their more driven through composed pieces, less of improv-y kind of stuff, which they do have as well. Also, I want to let you know what else is coming up for the day. We've got News 101 after me at 5 o'clock. Queer Fast Track airs at 5:30 with Philippe. And I have to apologize. I think I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's Philippe. I've been calling him Philip for like a year and a half. And then This Side of Monday airs at 6 o'clock with Becky. And at 7:30, Radio Free Gack with Gary Kay. The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9 to midnight. And that is what's happening at CITR. Okay. Let's see. I only have about 15 minutes left. I'm going to play one more track by Standing Wave. It's called Stark Raving. And this was written by John... I can't read. John Corsred. Probably, yeah, 1998. And following that, I'll be playing something by Martin Medeski and Wood. Something from the new album Radiolarians 3. It's called Broken Mirror. And we'll see if we have some time after that for some Stockhausen and an Alan Parsons cover. And yeah. Anyway, here's Standing Wave.
do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, so it looks like I don't have enough time for the Stockhausen because I wanted it to be something that doesn't get cut off at the end of the show. So I do have time, though, for something by Chromeo. I'm playing Chromeo? Really? Yeah, because I thought it'd be funny to play the last track, track 18 on their new album, DJ Kicks. Because it's a cover of one of the, a song by the Alan Parsons Project. Their song called Pipeline. And I like the Alan Parsons Project. So I'm going to dedicate this to my friends because they like him too. So we'll just do like a little techno version of that. And that'll be it for the rib today. So thanks for tuning in. And try to check out some of the new music festival because it'll be sweet. I think I'm going to go to the Thursday show. So here's the last track. See you next week, folks.
danser comme tu le fais. Tu danses bien, tu bouges bien, c'est tout comme de la magie. Viens plus près de moi, je suis si bien près de toi.